Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
We thank God for another opportunity to be able to come and receive on tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for change. Amen. As we receive the word on tonight, let us pray as we enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God on his promises. As our study tonight is the promises of God. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come with all faith, oh God, to receive on tonight. Amen. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God, in your word, oh God, that your word will speak to us and it will change us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come to be changed on tonight, oh Lord. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, change us from the inside, oh God. Make us more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us receive right in the divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word and who you are in your word. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Let the scriptures take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let us receive on tonight, oh God, so that we can be able to apply your word to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may minister to yea, one another, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of distraction, frustration, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of unbelief right now, every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, anxiety, fear, pride, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, of viruses, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of destruction, death, premature death, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit operating on this side, in us or on us, and every evil spirit, every unclean spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance for us right now that we may enter in. And we decree and declare that we are free for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has set us free. So we are free indeed, and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray as we enter in. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome again, everyone. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning and my husband, Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. We thank you all for being here in our in Wednesday night Bible study. Thanking God for another opportunity. Amen. It is April 27, 2022. And I'm just looking at the date and the time, and I'm just saying, Father God, we thank you because it is God that has kept us even to this hour and this time of day. Amen. Thanking God that he remembered us and kept us and those in our family. Thanking God for his promises, that he stands on his promises. He's a God that cannot lie. Amen. And so we just thank God that he's not like man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I'm just in a place of gratefulness when I see so much destruction, so much death, and just so many things that's going on. Hallelujah. That knowing that God is with us and standing on the word of God, said, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. For we are his children. We are his people. Amen. And so tonight, I want us to go through, you know, as much as we can of the promise of God according to the scripture, not what I'm saying, but according to what the Bible says, what God says. So I want us to start in the book of, hallelujah, the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians is where we're going to start, in chapter 1, verse 20. Amen. And I'll give you all an opportunity to get there. Hallelujah. Again, that's going to be, let me give you all a chance to get there. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Actually, let's start at verse 17. As Apostle Paul is speaking here, amen, and I want us to be on one page. I'm coming out the King James Version, so my Bible may read a little bit different depending on what translation that you are reading from tonight. Again, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 17, and we're going to read to verse 22, I believe. Amen. Okay, before we go into our scripture tonight, let's talk about what promises are. The word promise, what does promise mean? And we want to talk about, you know, if you're just saying tuning in, we're talking about the promises of God. And the word promise is a declaration of assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. Amen. You know, we look at it as a noun and we look at it as a verb. assuring someone that one will definitely do or give or arrange something, undertake or declare that something will happen. You know, give good grounds for expecting. So we're talking about the promises of God. There's so many promises in the Bible that God made to his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 is where I'm going to start. The Bible says, therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh, that with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no. But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. Verse 19 says, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. Verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Verse 21 says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Verse 22 says, who also has filled us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about the promises of God. Amen. The Bible says, we look in verse 20, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, hallelujah, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So when we look at the scripture, just kind of break it down on what's going on here, and that's why I started at verse 17 so we can have a better understanding here of scripture as we're reading. Apostle Paul's change of plans caused some of his accusers to say that he couldn't be trusted, hoping to undermine his authority. So Apostle Paul said that he was not the type of person to say yes when he means no. Apostle Paul explained that it was not indecision, but concern for their feelings that forced him to change his plan. So the reason for his trip is to bring joy could not be accomplished with the present crisis. So Apostle Paul didn't want to visit them only to rebuke them severely. Just as the Corinthians could trust God to keep his promises, they could trust Apostle Paul as God's representative to keep his. So he would still visit them, but at a better time. Amen. So all of God's promises, when we look at verse 19 and 20 here, all of God's promises of what the Messiah would be like are fulfilled in Christ, which are all the promises of God in him are yes. Jesus was completely faithful in his ministry. He never sinned. He faithfully died for us. Amen. And now he faithfully intercedes for us. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is faithful. Apostle Paul wanted to be faithful in his ministry. Apostle Paul mentions two gifts God gives when he become, but when we become believers, when we look at verse 21 and 22, Apostle Paul mentions two gifts that God gives when we become believers. One, a seal of ownership to show out, to show you who our master is, and to the Holy Spirit who guarantees that we belong to him and we receive all his benefits. The Holy Spirit guarantees that salvation is ours now and that we will receive so much more when Christ returns. The great comfort and power the Holy Spirit gives in this life is foretaste or a down payment, a guarantee of the benefits of eternal life in God's presence. We, hallelujah, with the privilege of belonging to God comes the responsibility of identifying ourselves as his faithful servants. So do not be ashamed to let others know that you are his. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so let us continue here in our study. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any questions, press 1. If you have any questions at this time, please press 1. Amen. So we're going to still be in 2 Corinthians at this time. So we're going to go to chapter 5, verse 17, if you go with me. We're still in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 in verse 17. We're talking about the promises of God. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So this is the promise right here that God gives us. Amen. That when we're in Christ, guess what? We're a new creation. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. So when we look here in this scripture, Christians are brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives us new life, and we are not the same anymore. We are not reformed. We are not rehabilitated. We are not re-educated. We are recreated, new creations, living in vital union with Christ. This is God's promise. Amen. Hallelujah. See, at conversion, we are not merely turning over a new leaf. We are beginning a new life under a new master. Hallelujah. 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 If you're just now tuning in, our Bible study lesson tonight is the promises of God and what the Bible says, what the scripture is speaking about the promises of God. If you go with me to the book of James, hallelujah. The book of James chapter 5, and I'll give us time to get there. The book of James chapter 5. Hallelujah, Lord. The book of James chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Give everybody some time to get there. Amen. Yes, Lord. We're talking about the promises of God, the promises of God tonight. Amen. It's going to be the book of James. Chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, and, hallelujah, and the prayer, hallelujah, of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Hallelujah. So we see it here, the promises of God says, and we pray, hallelujah, and the prayer of faith. Whomever will be saved. They will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and hallelujah, and he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Hallelujah. These are the promises of God to us, his children, who belong to him. Hallelujah. And we go up a little bit further. Let's look at verse 14. Verse 14 says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. We will be forgiven. We will be healed. Amen. These are the promises of God. Hallelujah. See, people in the church are not alone. Members of Christ's body should be able to count on others for support in prayer, especially when they are sick or suffering. Knowing that God promises a healing, amen? Knowing that God promises that we are forgiven. The elders should be on call to respond to the illness of any member, and the church should stay alert to pray for the needs of all its members. See, the prayer of faith does not refer to the faith of the sick person, but to the faith of the people praying. See, God heals. Hallelujah. God heals. Faith doesn't. And all prayers are subject to God's will. See, this is the promises of God. Amen. But our prayers are part of God's healing process. See, that is why God often waits for our prayers of faith before intervening to heal a person. But God has promised healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many need a healing? How many of us know somebody that needs a healing right now? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. So let's go on to 2 Timothy as we're talking about tonight, the promises of God. 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, says, for this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know when I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hallelujah. So that's 2 Timothy church, chapter 1, verse 12. When we look at the scripture, Apostle Paul was in prison, but that did not stop his ministry. He carried it on through others. Timothy, Apostle Paul had lost all his material possessions, but he would never lose his faith. He trusted God to use him regardless of his circumstances. See, if your situation looks bleak, give your concerns to Christ. He will guard your faith and safely guard all you have entrusted to him until the day of his return. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand the phrase keep what I have committed to him could mean that Apostle Paul knew that God would keep the souls of those, amen, he would keep the souls of those converted through his preaching. And Apostle Paul trusted God to keep his own soul until Christ's second coming. Or Apostle Paul was confident, amen, that through, hallelujah, that though he was in prison and facing death, God would carry out the gospel ministry through others such as Timothy. So Apostle Paul may have expressed his confidence to encourage Timothy, who was undoubtedly discouraged by the problems in Ephesus and fearful of persecution. See, even in prison, Apostle Paul knew that God was still in control. No matter what setbacks or problems we face, we can trust fully in God, amen, that God is with us and he will see us through, amen, hallelujah, so we can stand on the promises of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Paul says, I have believed and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against, hallelujah, against that day, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go over to the book of Psalms, amen. Amen. We love to be in the book of Psalms. Psalms 27 and 1 is we're talking about the promises of God. Hallelujah. The promises of God. Psalms 27 and 1. Psalms 27 and 1. I hope I'm not moving too fast. Psalms 27 and 1. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 and 1. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? Amen. So God promises he is our light. He's our salvation. He's our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is with us, providing, making a way. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the way. Amen. See, fear, I want us to understand, it's a lot of people that fear of so many things. See, fear is a dark shadow that envelops us and ultimately imprisons us within ourselves. So each of us has been a prisoner of fear at one time or another. Fear of rejection or misunderstanding or uncertainty or sickness or even death. But we can conquer fear by using the bright, liberating light of the Lord who brings salvation. See, if we want to dispel the darkness of fear, Let us remember this scripture here, the psalmist, that the Lord is our light and our salvation. He promises us, his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't fear, for God is with you. God is with us. Amen. All things will come up, or has been said, or will be said, or what you fear that might happen, or what may be said, or what may be found out. Just know that God is with you. Hallelujah. He's that light. Amen. He's the way. He's our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of God. These are the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in, amen, or online today, we are talking about the promises of God. Amen. And the scripture that just went forward was Psalms 27 and 1. We're going to go to Psalm 145 and 8. I just wanted to place our eyes on these scriptures tonight, understanding the promise of God that God makes to us as children. And it's up to us to believe it so that we can receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Decree and declare over your life, you know, speaking the word of God over your life. But God has promised us and receive what God has promised us. When we look at the scripture in Psalm 145 and verse 8, the Bible said the Lord is great and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Amen. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. So I promise to be, hallelujah, compassionate, full of compassion for us, and giving us surrender and mercy over to us and being gracious to us. Amen. God promises this to his children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at Psalm 37 and 40, we're going to be in Psalm just a little bit, y'all. Psalm 37 and 40. I don't mean to take y'all back and forth, but if you just go with me here or write it down and go back to it later, Psalm 37 and 40, church, hallelujah. I'm giving everybody a chance to write it down in Psalm 37 and 40. And you can decree and declare over your life the promises of God when you're praying by faith. Amen. And walk in expectation in the promises of God. In Psalm 37 and 40, the Bible says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Amen. So God, he promises to help us and deliver us from the wicked and save us. Amen. Because we trust in him. You got to trust in him. Stand on his promises. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 48 and 14, and I want us to write that down, Psalms 48 and 14, as we're talking about tonight, the promises of God in Psalm 48 and 14. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 48 and 14, you hear me say scriptures about three or four times just so everybody can get it if they didn't hear me clearly the first two times to be able to get it and write it down. The Bible says in Psalm 48 and 14, for this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our God even to death. He will be our God. He will guide us. He will be our God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us. Hallelujah. He will be our God. So even to death, this is promises. He will guide us. He will be our God forever and ever. There's no end to it. Amen. From everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Amen. So let's go over to the book of James again, church. Let's go over to the book of, no, you know what, before we go to James, let's go to Proverbs 28 and 26, if you turn that with me. Proverbs 28 and 26. Proverbs 28 and 26. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28 and 26. All right, the Bible says in Proverbs 28 and 26, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. That's what the Bible says, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. I promise you that if you walk wisely, we'll be delivered. See, for many people, that rugged individuals, I want us to understand this, church, the rugged individuals is a hero. So many people, hallelujah, for many people, the rugged individuals is a hero. So we admire the bold, the self-directed men and women who know what they want and fight for. They are self-reliant, neither giving nor asking advice. See, what a contrast to God's way. A person can't know the future and can't predict the consequences of his or her choices with certainty. And so the total self-reliant person is doomed to failure. But the wise person depends on God. So when scripture says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. And this is the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the book of James. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Amen. Hope I didn't take you all too fast. Not going to be on long tonight here. Bible study here online. I just thank God for the opportunity. And we'll just keep, you know, going forward. And next Wednesday, you know, going over the promises of God we see here in Scripture. Amen. So you can take what you've learned tonight, what you received, and apply it to your life and share it and minister to your family and loved ones by faith in the name of Jesus, asking God to bless it. Amen. So when you give it, they'll be able to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. So this is what the Bible is saying here. It's always when God, he promises so much, he gives us so much, but there's something for us to do, amen. One, believe so that we can receive the promises of God and his instructions to bless us, amen. So when we look here in scripture, see, when we look at verse 7 and 8 here in James 4 and 8, although God and the devil are at war, we don't have to wait until the end to see who will win. We're already on the winning side. God has already defeated Satan, and when Christ returns, the devil and all he stands for will be eliminated forever, amen. So Satan is here now, however, and he is trying to win us over to his evil cause. So when the Holy Spirit's power, we can, I want you to understand, with the Holy Spirit's power, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Why? God has given us that. He stands on his throne. When you resist him, he shall flee. Resist. How do we do that? By the Holy Spirit that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can you draw near to God? James gives us five ways to submit to God. We have to yield to his authority, hallelujah, and his will, and commit your life to him and his control, and be willing to follow him. Resist the devil. Don't allow Satan to entice and tempt you. Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. This is a lead, and I want you to understand, leading a pure life, to lead a pure life. Be cleansed from sin, replacing your desire for sin with your desire to experience God's purity. Lament it. Hallelujah. Lament and mourn and weep in sincere sorrow for your sins. Don't be afraid to express deep, heartfelt sorrow for what you have done. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Hallelujah. He will lift you up. He's a God that stands on his promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to have one more scripture here before we wrap up here tonight. Again, God bless everyone here tonight. I pray that you have written down the scriptures tonight and that you will go over those scriptures. Amen. Amen. And understanding the promises of God and what the word of God is saying, you know, when we read here the scriptures so that we can apply it to our lives and understand we are not alone. God is with us and God is for us. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? So know that you're already on the winning side. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to close out here with the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. I'll say it again. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we cannot imagine all that God has in store for us, both in this life and for eternity. So he will create a new heaven and a new earth, amen, and we will live with him forever. Until then, his Holy Spirit comforts and guides us, knowing the wonderful and eternal future that awaits us, gives us hope and courage to press on in this life, amen, to endure hardship and to avoid giving into temptation. This world is not all there is. The best is yet to come, amen. Hallelujah. And God promises that eyes have not seen or ears heard. Hallelujah. Lord, have entered into the hearts of man what he has planned for us, his children. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments on tonight, please press 1. If you're online listening tonight and you have any questions or comments, please call in to 845-277-9213. Again, it's 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I know I said I was wrapping up with the 1 Corinthians, but I do want to give the scripture here tonight in the book of John. Amen. John chapter 6. If you'll go there with me real quickly here. And I want to wrap up with the scripture. So if you just bear with me one more, just a few more minutes here, not even 3 minutes. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35, church. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, St. John, that is, chapter 6, and verse 35 says, "And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the promises. This is a promise of God to his children, to those who believe in Christ and receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Understand that people eat bread to satisfy physical hunger and to sustain physical life. When we can satisfy spiritual hunger and sustain spiritual life only by a right relationship with Jesus, this is the only way. No wonder he called himself the bread of life. But bread must be eaten to sustain life, and Christ must be invited into our daily walk to sustain spiritual life. Amen. Hallelujah. Stands on his promises. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. You all be blessed. God bless you. Again, at this time, I give us another opportunity. If you have any questions, hallelujah, or comments on the lesson tonight, on the promises of God, as we went over a few here tonight. Hallelujah. We will continue on next Wednesday as we go over the promises of God here in Bible study. I'd like to hear from you all more here in Bible study. I thank God for you. God bless everyone. Let us pray as we close out here. Prayer. Father God, we thank you again for another opportunity to receive from you. We thank you for the pouring in on tonight. We thank you for your promises, oh God, that they're yes. Hallelujah and amen. Amen. And so, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, I ask you to touch every heart and mind of your children. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Lord, heal the sick, Father God. Lord, help us, oh God, for we need you, oh God. We need you every area of our life, oh God, every moment of our life that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, and I ask in Jesus' name for your hedge of protection to be around those in our family and loved ones, keeping them from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, it's my prayer that you would keep us until we come together again, Lord God, in your name. And I thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. You have a blessed night in the Lord, and I hope to see you all back here on Saturday at Saturday school. Again, we have a play coming up this Saturday, April 30th at 7:45 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. And if you would like to come out, purchase the tickets, give us a call at 832-725-8094. And on Sunday is our 10 o'clock Sunday service, and then a recap of our 10 a.m. at the 2 p.m. time. So God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is defeated, and you are already blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
oh,
to God.
I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Gonna see.